May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Some of the most wonderful conversations I've ever had talking about God have been with children. And a little boy asked me one time, he said, "Does God ever laugh? Does God ever laugh?" That's a great question. Because I know that in my life, there have been many situations that I've found myself in. Things that I've said, on things that I've done, that I'm sure have made God, first of all, smile, and then develop into this incredible belly laugh. We can all relate to that. All of us can relate. But is there any evidence or truth that God has a sense of humor? Does God ever laugh? Now, the Bible isn't much help in answering that question because, to my knowledge, there are only three references to laughter in the whole of the Bible, and they come in the Psalms. The unfortunate thing is that they're all to do with derisive laughter. And I don't think that's what my little friend had in mind. And I don't think it's what we have in mind of that kind of laughter. But even though the Bible does not specifically answer that question, I believe that there are many strong suggestions that God does indeed laugh for joy. Today in the right gospel, Jesus speaks about joy in heaven. Now that's not surprising because when we think of heaven, we think of heaven as being this wonderful place of happiness. And if there's happiness somewhere, there is usually joy. And if there's joy somewhere, there is usually laughter. So there is joy and laughter in the presence of God. And if there's joy and laughter in the presence of God, there must be joy and laughter in the heart of God. Because I do not see this festive, happy occasion under the gaze of a God who is incredibly grim and humorless. If heaven is indeed a place of happiness, it must ring with the joy and the laughter of God. If heaven is a place of joy and laughter of God, then it follows that earth, on earth, we should find some evidence of this joy and laughter of God. If we ever take the time to look, and if we ever take the time to listen to this world that God has created, I believe we'll find a sense of celebration in nature. The song of a bird, the trees, the flowers, the sunshine, so on and so on. We find in creation the celebration, the joy, the laughter of God. And even the biblical writers, even Job, you know, sorry, depressed, why me, Job, talked of the morning stars singing in chorus. The psalmist also says, the mountains skip like rams, the little hills like lambs of the flock. Throughout the Bible, we have this wonderful imagery inspired by what the writers saw and what they felt. And in describing it, there is an incredibly deep sense of celebration, of joy, and of laughter. Anybody here ever heard a child laugh? Child. Isn't that a basic happiness of creation? We do not teach our children to laugh. We don't. A child laughs for the same reason that a bird flies or a fish swims. Children are made that way. And you know, believe it or not, once upon a time, we were children. We were made that way. We are made that way. When I was at seminary, we had to read a fella called Friedrich Nietzsche. And he once wrote, "The human race suffers so excruciatingly that it was forced to invent laughter." Well, it was right about the suffering. Because sometimes the pain and the brokenness that people live with is sometimes unbelievable, and it's often indescribable. But he's wrong about the laughter. We didn't invent laughter. It's part of our equipment. You know, we're told by Genesis that God created man and woman in his own image. And if joy and laughter belong to the nature of God, therefore it belongs to the nature of his children. And in the gospel reading, it seems to tell us that the laughter of God is closely connected to God's purpose of redemption. You know, when the shepherd finds that sheep, the lost sheep, he places it on his shoulder, comes on home, and invites all his neighbors to come and rejoice with him. And Jesus says there's more joy in heaven over one sinner that repents than the 99 who have no need of repentance. I want us to understand very clearly the context of this story, because it's a very graphic picture that Jesus is painting. Jesus is talking to who? The murmuring scribes and Pharisees. Oh, the murmuring. We've all been there. The murmuring scribes and Pharisees. And he tells these murmuring scribes and Pharisees a story of great joy in heaven. That there's this spontaneous celebration over the return of one sinner, yet the other 99 feel no need of repentance. Because right there in front of Jesus are the 99 who feel no need of repentance. The scribes and the Pharisees. You know, when you get this picture that Jesus gives, they must have been a pretty somber bunch. Not much laughter. Not very much rejoicing. Their religion was a serious business. And Jesus has now told them a joke. This is Jesus' joke in the Gospels. He's told them a joke. But unfortunately, they didn't get it. Because the joke was on them. You know something? It would have been the most wonderful saving experience if they'd got the punchline, realized that the joke was about them, and then laughed at themselves. Every single one of us ought to be able to laugh at ourselves. Because believe me, every single one of us is a little bit funny. We are. You know something? We are small creatures in a vast universe. We're here today and we're gone tomorrow. Yet sometimes we pretend that we are the center of the universe, don't we? You know, the one thing Jesus said, and he's true, he said, we all have sinned. We all have sinned. And my guess is we would be pretty highly embarrassed if people knew the darker side of our lives. Yet we pretend to be so righteous. And sometimes, you know, we are so woefully ignorant, knowing almost nothing about anything. And yet we pretend to be so wise. Think about it. It really is laughable. And the less we are able to laugh at ourselves, I think the more laughable we become. You know, those scribes and Pharisees, when Jesus told that story, they could have grown so much that day if they just caught the humor in the truth that Jesus was telling them. Righteous people who have no need to repent. That's a joke. It's a joke. You know, if only one of them, had understood it and enjoyed that moment, he might have laughed himself right into the kingdom of God. Because you know what happens then? There's a spontaneous celebration in heaven of joy and laughter over the person who just laughed himself right into the kingdom of God. There's a saving grace in laughter. And I think it's a truth that we do not appreciate often enough. But don't get me wrong, okay, because I am not saying that sin is funny. And I'm not saying that redemption is lighthearted stuff, because the exact opposite is true. Sin is tragic and breaks the heart of God. Redemption came for us at a terrible price of Jesus being nailed to a cross. But there is still a great joy in heaven over one repentant sinner. And there is laughter and there is celebration among the angels and archangels and all the company of heaven. And the person who knows forgiveness, the person who really understands what it is to be forgiven, discovers that celebration, that joy, that laughter, the ability to find themselves amusing in their own heart. You know, if I went around today and said, okay, who's your favorite saint? My guess is that somewhere to the top of the list would be a fella called Francis. Saint Francis. So we take a look at the life of Saint Francis, number one saint, top of the pops. We find Francis who danced in the village square. We find Francis who was singing to the moon. And Francis in the daytime was singing to the sun. And Francis, when no other human being would listen to him, he preached to the birds. And preached to the animals. You know, was Francis crazy? I believe Francis was happy. Francis was an outpost of heaven. The joy of God lived in him, and the joy of God lived through him. And Francis knew the saving grace of laughter. So does God ever laugh? Does God have a sense of humour? Well, to my little friend who asked the question, and to my bigger friends who need to think about becoming little again, the answer is yes. Absolutely yes. Thank God. Yes. Amen.